At the other end of the narrow landing was the bathroom, where my toddler was no doubt gearing up to send more water rushing into the toilet bowl. I glanced at the digital clock sitting on my bedside locker. It was 8:35 a.m. My husband, Christopher, was probably finishing up a leisurely hotel breakfast on his business trip in Milan right about now. Pushing my head back against the grey crushed velvet headboard of my super king bed, I took a deep breath and looked at the ceiling. How in the name of Christ was I going to get out of here and to the GP surgery, which was a good 20 minutes away, for our 9 o'clock appointment? Taking another deep breath, I pushed down the overwhelming feeling of being trapped, physically on this bed beneath a feeding baby, and in this house with a toddler who had a tiny bladder, but also figuratively in this life by the titles of mother and wife. Looking back down at the baby in my arms, whose eyelids were dipping lower and lower, those feelings drifted from me like receding waves on a shoreline. Destined to return, but gone for now. Smiling down at 13-month-old Sarah, I knew I was exactly where I needed to be, where I should be. Contentment filled every inch of space inside me that had just been vacated by the feeling of confinement. How could I not be content with my wonderful family and... The toilet flushed again,